Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mamre Ram Goldhar and today Maseches Baba Kama Daf Chavav, the second parak, Ketzer Regel. So the three topics we're going to focus on are when the Gemara asks, Regel Shadarsal Gabe Tinok Bechatzor HaNizak. If an animal through Regel trampled a child in the yard of the Nizak, killing him, Mahu Shetishalim Kofer. What is the halach regarding whether the owner pays Kofer? Do we say that just as Karen, once it's a Muad, or Chehu, it's its habit, and he pays Kofer, so Regel would pay Kofer as well? Or perhaps Kofer is only paid for Karen, which is Kavanasa Lahazik, intended to harm? A brayse is brought in which Rabbi Tarfon says that Karen in Rishus and Nizak pays full kofer even the first time. The basis for this is that he agrees with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that Karen Tam pays half kofer in Rishus and Rabim. He also must hold that Regel pays kofer in Rishus and Nizak, and then derives from a Kal v'chomer that Karen would pay full kofer in Rishus and Nizak like he did regarding Karen damages on Dav Chaf He. Pointing me to the next mission states, Adam Muad Lo'olam, a man is always Muad and pays full damages. Ben Shogeg, Ben Mazi, whether he damaged unintentionally or intentionally. Ben Er, Ben Yashin, whether awake or asleep. Simas Ein Chavero, if he blinded his fellow's eye. Meshibar Sekim, or broke utensils, he pays full damages. The Gemara notes that the Mishnah groups these last two cases together to teach that just as when breaking utensils, he only pays damages because no other payments are applicable, so too when he blinds or otherwise injures someone unintentionally, he only pays nezek and not the additional four payments for injuring a person, such as tzar, ripui, shevis, and boshes. The source of one pays for unintentional damages, petza tachas patza, a wound in place of a wound. V'chayv al hashogeg kamezik, to obligate him for unintentional damages like intentional damages. V'al ha'ones karatzon, and for unwilling damages like willing ones. Rabbah presents several examples of unintentional actions regarding one's liability for damages, a carbon for carrying on Shabbos, exile for inadvertent killing, and a slave going free for being blinded. And point number three, Rabbah said, Zark klima rosh hagag, if one threw a utensil from the top of a roof, ubakar v'shavu b'makel pater, and someone else came and broke it with a stick, the second person is pater from paying because mana tavir tabar, he merely broke an already broken utensil. He said further that if one threw a utensil from a roof, vayutachtav karm ukasasos, and there were pillows and cushions beneath it on the ground, ba'acher v'silkan, or kadam v'silkan, pater, and someone else came and removed them, or he himself came ahead and removed them, resulting in the utensil breaking on the ground, he is pater from paying. He explains, be'edna deshadye pasuke mipaske gire. At the time he threw it, his arrows were stopped, meaning his act of throwing would not have broken the utensil, since the pillows were on the ground. One is not chai for removing the cushions because this cause of damage was indirect, even if it was the same person who threw the utensil. Rabbah then discusses liability where one throws a child off a roof, and another person met the child with a sword, or an ox met it with its horns, killing it. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks, Regel Shadarsal Gabi Tinuk Bechatzur HaNizak. If an animal threw Regel, trampled the child in the yard of the Nizak, killing him, Maushit Tishalim Kofer. What is the halacha regarding whether the owner pays Kofer? Do we say that just as Karen, once it's a Muad, or Chehu, it's its habit, and he pays Kofer, so Regel would pay Kofer as well? Or perhaps Kofer is only paid for Karen, which is Kavanasa Lahazik, intended to harm? A brayse is brought in which Rabbi Tarfon says that Karen in Rishus and Nizak pays full kofer even the first time. The basis for this is that he agrees with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that Karen Tam pays half kofer in Rishus and Rabim. He also must hold that Regel pays kofer in Rishus and Nizak, and then derives from a Kal v'chomer that Karen would pay full kofer in Rishus and Nizak like he did regarding Karen damages on Dav Chaf He. Pointing me to the next mission states, Adam Muad Lo'olam, a man is always Muad and pays full damages. Ben Shogeg, Ben Mazi, whether he damaged unintentionally or intentionally. Ben Er, Ben Yashin, whether awake or asleep. Simas Ein Chavero, if he blinded his fellow's eye. Meshibar Sekim, or broke utensils, he pays full damages. The Gemara notes that the Mishnah groups these last two cases together to teach that just as when breaking utensils, he only pays damages because no other payments are applicable, so too when he blinds or otherwise injures someone unintentionally, he only pays nezek and not the additional four payments for injuring a person, such as tzar, ripui, shevis, and boshes. The source of one pays for unintentional damages, petza tachas patza, a wound in place of a wound. V'chayv al hashogeg kamezik, to obligate him for unintentional damages like intentional damages. V'al ha'ones karatzon, and for unwilling damages like willing ones. Rabbah presents several examples of unintentional actions regarding one's liability for damages, a carbon for carrying on Shabbos, exile for inadvertent killing, and a slave going free for being blinded. And point number three, Rabbah said, Zark klima rosh hagag, if one threw a utensil from the top of a roof, ubakar v'shavu b'makel pater, and someone else came and broke it with a stick, the second person is pater from paying because mana tavir tabar, he merely broke an already broken utensil. He said further that if one threw utensil from a roof, vayutachtav karm ukasasos, and there were pillows and cushions beneath it on the ground, ba'acher v'silkan, or kadam v'silkan, pater, and someone else came and removed them, or he himself came ahead and removed them, resulting in the utensil breaking on the ground, he is pater from paying. He explains, be'edna d'shadye pasuke mipaske gire. At the time he threw it, his arrows were stopped, meaning his act of throwing would not have broken utensil, since the pillows were on the ground. One is not chai for removing the cushions because this cause of damage was indirect, even if it was the same person who threw the utensil. Rabbah then discusses liability where one throws a child off a roof, and another person met the child with a sword, or an ox met it with its horns, killing it. Alright, so now we get our siman daf chavav, and a standard siman is a military coup. So here goes. When the soldiers in the military coup searched to find the owner of the ox that trampled the young child to death to make him pay kofar, they were able to find him breaking pot after pot in his sleep, requiring him to pay nezek and not dal advarim, because he was lying next to the man throwing pots out the window toward a pillow which a soldier had just moved. Once again, slow motion. When the soldiers in the military coup, that must have been daf chavav. When the soldiers in the military coup searched to find the owner of the ox that trampled the young child to death to make him pay kofar, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Rego shadarsal gabi tinok b'chatsu anizak. If an animal through Rego trampled a child in the yard of the nizak, killing him, what's the halacha regarding whether the owner pays kofar? Do we say that just as Karen, once it's a mu'ud, or chehu, it's his habit and he pays kofar, so Rego would pay kofar as well, or perhaps kofar is only paid for Karen, which is kavanaso, a hazik, intended to harm. So when the soldiers in the military coup searched to find the owner of the ox that trampled the young child to death to make him pay kofar, they were able to find him breaking pot after pot in his sleep, requiring him to pay nezek and not dal advarim. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Adam mu'ud la'olam, a man is always mu'ud, and pays nezek shalom, ben shogeg, ben mezid, ben er, ben yashin, whether he's awake or asleep, simas ein chavero, if he blinded his fellow's eye, v'shibar sekelim, or broke utensils, he pays full damages. The Gemara notes that the Mishnah groups these last two cases together to teach that just as when breaking kelim, he only pays damages because no other payments are applicable, so too when he blinds or otherwise injures someone unintentionally, he only pays nezek and not the additional four payments for injuring a person, tzar, ripui, shevis, and boshes. So, when the soldiers in the military coup searched to find the owner of the ox that trampled the young child to death to make him pay kofar, they were able to find him breaking pot after pot in his sleep, requiring him to pay nezek and not dal advarim, because he was lying next to the man throwing pots out the window toward a pillow which a soldier had just moved. Which reminds us, if one threw a utensil from a roof and there were pillows and cushions beneath it on the ground, and someone else comes along and removes them, or he himself came ahead and removed them, resulting in the utensil breaking on the ground, he is pater from paying, since at the time he threw it, his arrows were stopped, meaning his act of throwing would not have broken the utensil, since the pillows were on the ground. One is not liable for removing the cushions because this cause of the damage was indirect. So once again, when the soldiers in the military coup searched to find the owner of the ox that trampled the young child to death to make him pay kofar, they were able to find him breaking pot after pot in his sleep, requiring him to pay nezek and not dal advarim, because he was lying next to the man throwing pots out the window toward a pillow which a soldier had just moved. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf chav beis. So the simmer daf chav beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, that must be more daf chav beis, cab. The cab driver racing through flying arrows of fire, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether Isho Mishum Chitzav, fire is considered one's arrows, meaning one's force, or if Isho Mishum Mimono, fire is considered one's property. So, the cab driver racing through flying arrows of fire, as he tried to save an Eved standing next to a goat, tied up to a heap of grain, on fire, which reminds us, one who sets fire to a heap of grain, and there's a goat bound to it and a slave near it, and they were all burned, the person must pay for the grain and goat, for although the slave died from the fire, and one cannot be liable for murder and monetary damages from the same act, he's not responsible for the slave's death, who could have run away. If the slave was bound and the goat was not, he's exempt from payment because he's responsible for killing the slave, which carries the death penalty. So the cab driver racing through flying arrows of fire, as he tried to save an Eved standing next to a goat, tied up to a heap of grain, on fire, notice an adult nearby who just handed a coal and a flame to a cherish, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Mishnah, Shleich is be'ir b'yad cherish shot v'kad, one who sets a fire through a deaf mute, an insane person, or a minor, meaning he handed them a fire and a damage, is exempt from paying midine adam in the laws of man, meaning Beis Din does not force him to pay, but is chai midine shemaim, he's morally obligated to pay. The Gemara will distinguish a case with coal versus a case with a flame. Daf Chav Gimel, so the simmer Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. When the fire-loving Kugelach champ, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chav Gimel. When the fire-loving Kugluk champ tried playing Kugluk while holding a fiery arrow with a fiery coin on its point, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan holds that besides fire being considered one's koach, his force, he also holds one is responsible for it, as his mamon, his property. So when the fire-loving Kugluk champ tried playing Kugluk while holding a fiery arrow with a fiery coin on its point, his pieces went flying and hit the mouth of a cow eating grass off a Nizak's property, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis taught that a dog which ate someone's biscuit, its owner is responsible. The Gemara explains that it was eaten on the damaged party's property, thus qualifying as ubir b'shdei acher, and it consumes in the field of another. The Gemara says that this resolves the following inquiry, that pipar kachatzah nizik dami or kachatzah mazik dami, is the mouth of a cow inside the damaged party's property considered the damaged party's yard, so the owner is liable, or the damager's yard, and the owner is not responsible? This mission proves it's considered the damaged party's yard, because if it's considered the dog owner's yard, he could say, what's your bread doing in my dog's mouth? So when the fire-loving Kugluk champ tried playing Kugluk while holding a fiery arrow with a fiery coin on its point, his pieces went flying and hit the mouth of a cow eating grass off a Nizak's property, which had been three people on three different days, which reminds Gemara brings Malchokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir regarding what makes an animal muad and how does it revert to being a tam.
Daf Chav Dalet. So the simon Daf Chav Dalet is a pitcher, a cud. So here goes.
The pitcher maker, pitcher, that must be more in Daf Chav Dalet, cud. The pitcher maker, who was furious when the fierce bull attacked his three pitchers once on the same day, which reminds us, Rameh explains why he holds a mood can be established from three incidents of damage in a single day. If its space is goring over multiple days, its owner is liable for full damages. Then if it gored three times close together on one day, is it not certain he should pay full damages? So the pitcher maker, who was furious when the fierce bull attacked his three pitchers once on the same day, was unsuccessful in trying to prove from the attacks that Liyu de Sora and not Liyu de Gavra, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Shloshi Yami de Katani, of the 3 days, the Rabbi Yehuda mentions Liyu de Sora, Liyu de Gavra, in order to make the ox a muad or to make the owner a muad. Are the three incidents to establish an animal's tendency to gore or to warn the owner multiple times before paying in full? Enough kaminas where three sets of witnesses testified on a single day about the animal damaging on three separate days. So, the pitcher maker, who was furious when the fierce bull attacked his three pitchers once on the same day, was unsuccessful in trying to prove from the attacks that Lide Sore and not Lide Gavra, because he was found inciting someone's dog against another. Which reminds us, Gemara asks, Mishasa Kalbo Shel Chavero B'Chavero Mahu, one who incites someone's dog against another person, what is the halacha? The insider is definitely exempt because he caused the damage indirectly, but is a dog's owner liable? Can he say, what did I do to the victim since the dog's attack was instigated by another person? Or do we say to him, since you know that your dog is susceptible to being incited, you should not have retained it?
Daf Chaf Hei. So the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is the 25th wedding anniversary. So here goes.
The 25th wedding anniversary dinner, 25th wedding anniversary, that must be on Daf Chaf Hei. The 25th wedding anniversary dinner was a disaster when a bull charged into the restaurant and kicked the waiter, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon says that karen damages inflicted in the Nizak's property are chayv nezek shalim, even for a tam. The Chachamim say he pays chetzi nezek like normal karen. Rabbi Tarfon attempts to prove his position from a kal vachomer, and the Chachamim limit the kal vachomer based on the principle of dayo. So the 25th wedding anniversary dinner was a disaster when a bull charged into the restaurant and kicked the waiter. And then the husband tried to explain to his wife the concept of dayo by spitting on a picture of their daughter, which reminds us, Gemara questions, how Rabbi Tarfon does not apply the principle of dayo, since the source for dayo is from the Torah, from the Parsha of Miriam being quarantined for only 7 days, not 14. The Gemara answers that he agrees to the principle of dayo, but holds it does not apply to Heka de Mafri Kal Vachomer, where the Kal Vachomer would be nullified. So the 25th wedding anniversary dinner was a disaster when a bull charged into the restaurant and kicked the waiter. And the husband tried to explain to his wife the concept of dayo by spitting on a picture of their daughter, which happened to be placed on a mat that was tame from a corpse, which reminds us, Rav Acha Medifti asks Ravina that a braisa does not apply dayo, even where it would not nullify the kal vachomer. A braisa derives that a mat, which is not a container, can contract tumor from a corpse based on a kal vachomer.
All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pal quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which stuff to be learned Rabbi Meir's Kal Vachomer on why an animal should become a muad if it damages three times on the same day? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number two. Which stuff to be learned a person who damages Beshogeg pays only Nezek, not Dalet Dvarim? That's on Daf Chav Vav. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we have Mokos Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir regarding how an animal becomes a muad and reverts to being a tam? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good number four. Which stuff do you have the case of throwing keli out the window down onto a pillow, and then a person takes the pillow away before the keli lands? That's on Dav. Chavav. Good number five. Which stuff do you have Malchus Rabbi Tarfon the Chachamim, whether Tam in Rishus and Nizak pays Chatzi Nezik or Nezik Shalom? That's on Dav. Chafe. Good number six. Which stuff do we discuss if one is chai for giving a cherish coal or fire, which then damages? That's on Dav. Chabez. Good number seven. Which stuff do we discuss what the halacha is if an ox tramples a child to death in the Rishus and Nizak, whether he pays kofar? That's on Dav. Chavav. Good number eight. Which stuff do we learn that the concept of dial is learned from the Parsha of Miriam and Saras? That's on Dav. Chafe. Good number nine. Which stuff do we discuss what the halacha is when someone incites someone else's dog against another? That's on Dav. Chavdal. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we have the case of a machazeris, a cow eating food that's on the side of the road? That's on Dav. Chavav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody. Rav Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.